Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody lift your hand as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Song that says this: our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. His strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weak.
Strength where I've been weak.
Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say,
my God is awesome.
Come on, if you know it's awesome, say,
awesome.
Come on and lift your voice.
Awesome.
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 My God.
My God is awesome.
Come on and testify. Awesome.
Awesome.
If you believe it, say,
awesome.
Come on and say it. Think about it, Savior of the whole world,
giver of salvation.
By his stripes, I'm healed.
My God is awesome.
Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify. You know he's awesome. Say,
the director of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry, a ministry in embracing widows. Our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed. That's coming from 1 Timothy 5:3. Well, it has been a wonderful weekend. A wonderful weekend praising God for our President, I'm sure most of you, all of you, watch the different celebration of the president inaugural address. It was wonderful seeing. I mean, it is so hard to believe that we have an Afro-American president in the White House, and a beautiful family. I sat yesterday and watched, I mean, hours of it. I mean, it was such a joy just to sit there and watch the different events and seeing history being made. And what was so wonderful that it was also the same day, also was celebrating ML King birthday, holiday weekend. So it was definitely a joyous occasion and also a beautiful weekend and day, especially yesterday. And I enjoyed every bit of it, watching the parade and just all the different festivities. It was wonderful seeing how the Obama family, they represented the United States. They represented our people, and knowing that, yes, we know how to be professional. We know how to dress. We know how to behave. It's just a wonderful thing that we all experienced yesterday, and I just had a wonderful time sitting there watching it all and seeing. And also last night when Mrs. Obama stepped out in her red gown, I mean she looked so amazing. So it is definitely a blessing in knowing that we know that God was in it from the beginning to the end. I mean, to also have him to be president for four years. So we know that God orchestrated and put everything in his divine order. Tonight, we're going to talk about your strength. I know each and every day I need God's strength, so we can find our strength in him. Today was a quite difficult day. Things that I had to accomplish at work was very difficult. At times, my computer didn't work right. There were times that I weren't able to get in touch with people that I needed to get in touch with. There were also times where I must say I got a little frustrated because I was not accomplishing and being productive like I wanted to be today. But at the end of the day, I must say it all was in divine order. I did ask for his strength and his guidance, and he got me through it. And that's how we need to do each and every day when we are dealing with certain situations. We can find strength in him. Isaiah 35:3-4 says, strengthen the feeble hand, steady the knees that give way. Say to those with fearful heart, be strong, do not fear, your God will come. That is coming from Isaiah 35:3-4. It is regrettable that many people never realize their full potential because they live in fear, underestimate themselves. They have the ability, but when the things of testing come, they give up. As a result, they begin to feed the inadequate, which in turn increases their feelings of inferiority. A Christian never suffers this kind of loss, needs never to suffer this kind of loss. As a child of God, you have the promise of his Son, Jesus Christ, that he will take your burden upon himself and will bear your guilt. He wants to be your inseparable companion through life. Jesus invites us to come to him and fear not, fear no anxiety, our insecurity. His word of promise, he will never leave you or forsake you. That's coming from Hebrews 13:5. Oh, yes, I know that very well. He said he will never leave me or forsake me. The things that I have gone through in life, I've always remembered that he said he will never leave me or forsake me, and not once he has. He's always been there for me and my family, gotten us through all the different hurdles of life, and I continue to believe that he will continue to do just that. So my strength, I do depend on his strength to get me through each and every day. With the promise of his divine support and his steadfast assurance that the Son of God is with you in every situation, not some, not one, but every situation, you can move forward in confidence, secure in his name, and try to be unafraid of what lies ahead. Just as he was in the past, God is in the future as well. Does one need greater encouragement than that? Of course not. You should not have to be encouraged knowing that he said he will never leave us or forsake us. He is true to his word. As God opens up doors for us, he says, I have placed before you an open door that no one can shut. That's coming from Revelation 3:8. And some people complain that life is always often empty and meaningless. But we must have faith and believe it's only, those feelings is only here for a short while. And you are human, and you can feel those feelings at times, but don't dwell in those feelings, knowing that you can get that strength in God that you need each and every day. He will open that door for you, and he will never let it shut. Jesus has given us and in all others the promise of an abundant life and opportunity to experience it in full. So we must believe in that he will be there and he will never leave us or forsake us. Through the wonders of God's grace, sadness is transformed. Whenever we feel, sometimes we do feel saddened. But saddened can be transformed into joy and defeat into victory. And fear evaporates. Hate melts into love. Despair into hope. Even death becomes life. The moment you have accepted Christ in your heart as a Redeemer and Savior, everything in life gains new meanings and purpose. This new life of abundance that Christ offers you is yours for the taking. Turn and trust God for your strength, and he will open the door to a new meaningful life that we all treasure and believe that we can have. And yes, you can have those things. Just believe and fear not. I'm going to read a little story from the Children's Bible. How God is telling little children not to fear. Let me find it. But first, let me read the verse while I'm looking for it. It's in Isaiah 43:1-5. Fear not, I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the water, I will be with you. And when you pass through the river, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flame will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord, your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. God promises to be there for us and give us the strength that he needs to give us. God is great. I'm going to read, find this. I had turned to it, but now I've lost that page. I wanted to read this little story. It was such a cute little story from the children's Bible. And they were giving an example of the kids, how God was assuring the kids not to be afraid. And now I thought I had put something on that page, and I cannot find it. I'll just move on to something else. It says, be not afraid, for I am with thee. I wish I could find that. All of a sudden, I cannot find it. I had it set that I wanted to tell you this little story about coming from the children's Bible. But anyway, let me move on. And I can't seem to find it. But anywhere, I want to go ahead and read from another one of my readings that is coming from Spiritual Refreshment about strength. The Lord is my strength, my song, and my salvation. He's my God, and I will praise him. That's coming from Exodus 15:2. In the universe, there is really just one source of strength, and that is God. Others may be strong for you on your behalf, but they cannot impart that strength to you. When you invite God to fulfill your heart and life, you are strengthened from within. His strength liberally becomes your strength. You are empowered to do, to stand, to fight, to conquer. If Christ is there, you don't need to reach outside yourself for strength. Reach inside and find all you need in Christ. He will give you that strength that you need to get through each and every day. Don't be strong in the Lord. It also talks about strength in Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Maybe you probably busy than you ever have been, doing more than you ever done. Maybe you feel exhausted physically, mentally, and emotionally. God has given you strength for those days, even in your toughest time. He's the source that you can draw from. He will supply all of your needs. So don't go into life alone when you have Jesus. Just reach out to him, and he will give you that strength that you need. He's always there, ready to refresh you. Find your quiet moments. He'll be right there to supply all of your needs. Just believe and come away strengthened and be renewed. Yes, he can do all of those things, just like he says in Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. When I'm at work, and I did it today too, because like I told you that it seems like everything that I was trying to accomplish, I wasn't able to accomplish. And I would always repeat that during the day, that I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. To let them know that the enemy, that in spite of any moment that I might be going through, that God is going to help me get through it. He's going to give me that inner strength that I need to pick me up, and knowing that whatever I'm tackling, I mean, I have the greatest help that I need right there, depending on God to help me through it. And also during the day, too, I use another word. Two words, divine order. That is, those two words is words that I use a lot. It has really helped me throughout life. Whenever I'm struggling with my day as well, I always ask God for divine order. Now, one thing, when you use those two words, now you can be in the midst of a situation. You might not see your way through right at that moment, but I promise you, by the end of the day, whatever you are dealing with will be in order. Sometimes things take a little while. It doesn't always, God doesn't always fix it right at the very moment. You have to sometimes, he wants you to go through stuff so he can, so at the end you can really appreciate how he got you through it. And I know that happens to me a lot. I can be having a horrible day, and there are so many things that I'm trying to accomplish on my desk. It doesn't seem like I'm accomplishing anything, but by the end of the day, the things that I've desired in my heart to accomplish, it does happen. And I look towards that too as well. You have to also believe. You cannot have doubt and fear and expecting things to be okay. You have to have that faith that it's going to work out, even though things don't seem to be very weary and you're not accomplishing those goals that you want to accomplish. Just believe that he's there helping you through it, straightening your day out, because many times I've experienced that. And by the end of the day, I will have maybe about 5 different projects that I've been trying to work on, and it seems like nothing is going right. But by the end of the day, I can truly tell you that me asking him for that divine order, I can see it in the order as my day. At the end of that day. So sometimes we have to be patient and allowing ourselves, allowing God to work with us. That's that has always been a downfall for me, is patience. I've learned to be patient more and more each and every day. But through life, I have always been impatient. I wanted things to happen now instead of later. But as I grow, God has given me more wisdom and understanding, and that has allowed me to have more patience. When I pray, I ask God for understanding and wisdom to understand why things are happening. And he does give you that wisdom to bring light to your eyes, to know that sometimes things are not going to always happen your way. But if it's done in God's way, it's going to be the best way. So tonight, the word is strength. Allow him to give you that strength that you need each and every day. Don't be afraid. Have faith in him. He will give you that inner strength that you need. You can do all things through Christ, which strengthens you. I have a few announcements. We are having a Valentine get together next month. And I hope that you all will be able to be a part of that event. We're going to have a lot of good time. We're going to have a Valentine party at my home. And we're going to have lots of fun. I'm going to give you more details later. But get your red outfit, dress, or whatever ready. And come to this event so we can have lots of fun celebrating the love that God is going to show us, the love that he has for us, each one of us. So I hope that you will be a part of it, and I will give you more details later as far as the day, time, and everything. The other announcement, well, I was always going to do a shout-out for my sister Florence, and she surprised me tonight, and she's not on the air. I was going to give her a happy birthday shout-out. I guess I needed to do it last Tuesday when she was on the air, and tonight she's not there. So what I'm going to have to do after we sign off, I'm going to have to dial for her tonight. That's not like her. She's normally one of the my regulars, and I am disappointed that she's not on the air so I can give her that happy birthday shout-out. But anyway, I know I spoke to her in between there on her birthday, and also she said she had a wonderful birthday week. And I'm glad she did. Was taken out for the day and went and did different things that she enjoyed doing, shopping and looking around at different things that she loves. She's a shopper. But she doesn't always spend a lot of money, but she loves to shop. So I'm glad that she had a great time, and I guess I'm going to have to say something when she comes back on the air about her birthday. But I'm glad that she had a wonderful birthday. And our time is up tonight. It has been a challenge tonight for myself. I'm not feeling as well. It's the most funniest feeling I have been today. And I don't know if I'm coming down with something or whatever, but I am going to pray that God will heal my body and make it whole again, and don't let me, whatever it is that's trying to interfere with me in any way. I'm going to ask God to give me that inner strength. I just ask God to continue to be with this ministry, be with everyone that comes on the air. Give them strength that they need each and every day. Give us guidance, understanding and wisdom to get through this week, and knowing that we can always rest assured and God will give us the strength that we need and for us not to be afraid. I ask you, Heavenly Father, to give us these things and also encourage us and equip us to do your will. We love you, we adore you, and we magnify your holy name. I hope that you all will be blessed this week and ask God for that inner strength that you need to get through it. Until next week, next Tuesday, from 11 to 11:30 p.m., be blessed and have a great week.
Next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us.
Come, let us adore him.
Kneel down before him.
Kneel down before him.
Worship and adore him.
Worship and adore him.
Come on, say it again. Come.
Come.
Let us. Before you,
kneel down before him.
In your presence, Lord, worship.
Worship and adore him.
Help me say,
Emmanuel.
Come on and say, Emmanuel. To praise him even in the midst of a trial. Come.
Come.
Let us.
Come, let us adore him.
No matter what's going on in your mind, you got to know how to give him a sacrifice of praise. Now I know you know the song by now. Come.
Come.
Let us adore him.
Kneel down before him.
He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.